Support for today's show comes from Bevel. You know Bevel as the first and only end-to-end shaving system designed for a consistently smooth, irritation-free shave, and the Bevel trimmer, a GQ award winner. Now get to know Bevel Skin, a dermatologist-tested solution that will level up your skincare routine. Bevel Skin is everything you need and nothing you don't. Made with only the best ingredients, glycolic acid, shea butter, witch hazel extract, and more. So get your Bevel trimmer, shave system, or Bevel Skin today at Target.com and in-store, Amazon, and getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. Lip service. What's up? It's lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm L'Oreal.
I'm Astra.
What's up? It's your boy Clarence.
He's like, I thought y'all were gonna
introduce me.
Nah, that's why it's here.
What do we look like? What's introducing up? Somebody. Well, no, I'm joking. Well,
that's your boy Clarence.
Astra is our special guest today, also. She's
Thank
a guest host.
Me. Oh, she's a guest too?
She's a guest host.
Oh, okay.
You are the actual guest.
Right. Oh,
okay. So we always start the show off to kind of break the ice with this new segment. L'Oreal, you missed it last time.
Yeah, I'm new too.
Shut up.
I'm a guest.
It's called Full Disclosure. Now, this is the part where you get to tell something about yourself that's like a funny story that people might not necessarily know. And it can be something that's just embarrassing. It could be something that happened in the bedroom, outside of the bedroom. But we'll start with you, Astra.
Oh, boy.
Because I know you have a lot of these.
Last time,
I just want to flashback because Astra guest hosted as a guest one other time. And at that time, she was in a relationship, but her boyfriend's penis was so big, she couldn't have sex with him.
I couldn't.
You got to get rid of those kind of niggas.
That's why he's gone.
Yeah, I'm with you. You need that pussy for the rest of your
Kicking
life.
Kicking out the door. I can't be doing that shit. No way.
But you tried.
Right. I did try.
And we're going to get back to that.
We will get back to it. I got a cool story for you. So sadly, I'm on those stupid dating apps, but I'm only on them because I need content for my Instagram page.
Anyway,
no, I'm serious. Okay. I like to make fun of everybody's pictures. So I swipe left on everybody.
Okay.
So one day my friend said to me, hey, come out with me to meet this guy. I don't want to meet him alone. I said, all right, no problem. We go out. He's like, why do you look familiar? I'm like, I don't know. What does he tell me? He goes, oh, you swiped left on me. I tried talking to you. He saw my screensaver on my phone and he's like, I know that picture. I'm like, how you know that picture? He recognized me and I was like, oh, hi.
Do you use like a fake name?
Yeah. Fake name, fake everything.
But he
Real
remembered
pictures.
Your picture.
Wait, so what do
Real
you do pictures, on Instagram?
I rip apart people's pictures and I explain why they are single and this is why they're on
Damn,
the dating app.
Astra, that's awful.
It's called Dating App Chronicles. I have a whole big thing going on my
that's
page.
That's really mean.
Right? That's very really new though. I never
but here's
heard
what I
that.
Do. I block out their face so you don't see their identity, but I talk about their picture and why they're single and why they need to change the picture that's on their dating app. Otherwise, that's why they'll stay single forever.
Well, damn.
Wow.
Yeah. So
dope.
Did you guys go on a second date?
Oh, you mean her? It was her date.
Oh, her date.
Yeah, it was her date. Yeah,
oh, her date, sorry.
She went on a couple of dates after that. Kicked to the curb. Not worth it. I was
so
like, you know what? I'm glad
date.
I never went out with him. Definitely not my
type. I would have lied and said that was a catfish, right? Like, that wasn't my
that.
Name.
So it was her date. But
it was her date.
You.
I thought it was
yes.
your date.
No,
okay.
it was her date. And he recognized me and he said, oh, I swiped right on you. You never wrote me back.
That's awkward.
That was a bad
exactly.
Bad
Talk about awkward. What
he
if she
kept
was.
That to himself.
That was a
right?
Bad
but what if she was really into him? Now she's going to be looking at me like, you trying to take my man?
But why would she go on another date after he even said that? I'd be like, well, do y'all want to go see something after this?
I mean, you know, listen, a girl's got to eat.
Yeah. I mean, well, I would have ate and then said, do they want to do something after?
Well, the next date, she had to eat again. Let's be honest.
Hell no.
All right. Well, Clarence, let's get over to you since as a guest. Do you have a full disclosure for us?
A full disclosure. Off the top of my head, I can say I like being naked.
You just like being naked, like where?
In my house.
Oh, okay.
Oh, not down the street.
Yeah.
I'm walking down the street.
Like, no, not down the street. I would be on the shade room. And stuff. Like,
Would you go to hedonism and walk around naked in Jamaica?
Like a hedonism? Would you go to one of those?
Because everyone's
beaches?
Naked down there.
They're not allowed to have camera and nothing.
I don't know if I could do that.
And you're not a real naked person.
But I embrace my nakedness. I like being naked. Like
you should go to a new beach.
Yeah.
That's just I don't want to see other people naked though.
But do you sit on the couch like put your balls on the couch and shit like
no,
that?
No, not like that.
I'd be like, put it down now. Put it down.
But like when I go to sleep or something, when I go to sleep, like I gotta be like naked.
Okay,
I mean that's normal.
That's normal.
Yeah.
That's
do you
normal?
Actually walk around the house naked though?
My girlfriend will think that's normal.
Really?
Yeah, you know what? Some people grew up in a naked environment.
Yeah.
Like, where your was your family, like, very free open. With their... Yeah, my family's not like that.
Ange don't do that. I stay with Ange for a little bit. I'll be walking around like, Ange, da-da-da-da-da. And
I'll be like...
And she's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, it's just...
Nah, yeah. Yeah. Sitting on the toilet, smoking some weed, talking. I'm like, yeah, close the damn door. What the hell?
See, I walk around naked when I'm alone in my house. But when my ex was there, he'd be pissed that I'm walking around naked. He's like, people could look in the window. I'm like, dude, I'm not on the first floor. What's the matter?
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't know if you watched you on Netflix.
Yeah, right. I did.
You doing some white people shit,
you might
want to
switch
right?
it up.
You are Netflix. White half, right? That's yeah. why. Y'all need some blinds or something. You can't just be walking around naked with no curtains.
I walk around naked. I don't care.
Now you're
what
tripping.
Floor?
I'm on the fourth floor. Nobody's seeing
oh,
it.
Man.
Nobody's
now,
seeing
so,
it.
So Clarence, when you're walking around naked, does it matter, right? Are you ever embarrassed, like, if you're not erect and it's just, like, real... You know how it's...
Nah, not really. I live with my girl, my, you know, my
I know,
kid,
but I'm
so.
Saying, but, okay, so just say it's you and Najee at home, right? Mm-hmm. And you're not erect. Do you not want her to see it like that?
No, I don't care. I don't care.
But in the beginning, because, you know, I feel like guys get comfortable, but in the beginning, they like, if they
Nah, I've been like that from the beginning.
For real?
Yeah.
Guys have no shame. But you said you have kids.
That's
you walk
true.
Around naked in front of your kids.
That's where it gets a little weird. Nah.
A little tricky.
Yeah, that's when it gets a little weird. Yeah, like, nah.
I forgot y'all was here.
Yeah. And then they're very curious. Like,
right.
it's just...
What's
yeah.
that?
Yeah, that, exactly.
He's like, come so. Up and punch you in the balls.
Yeah, you know
what? That's funny.
I don't think guys embrace that because I've definitely been in a situation where it was like kind of like early on in the situation with me and the guy. And I went to reach... And he was like, and jumped back a little bit.
Right,
and
they
I
don't
was
like
that.
I got scared.
No, not, while it's, first, not while it's soft.
No, yeah. at first I was like, it's scared. Like, I was taken like, back. Like, did I just rape him? Like, the way, but then, like, you know, after he got everything together,
right.
then he was ready. And I was like, oh, it must be, he must be a grower.
That's how
I
feel like
it don't
that.
Gotta be that, though. It don't gotta be that. Maybe he just.
I think it's that.
It is.
He's a little turtle trying to
maybe
come
you
out.
Frightened
it was
him.
That.
You frightened him.
Maybe you frightened him.
No, but like, it starts out like this and
right.
I didn't even think it was
it's like
get
the turtle head goes
it was so small and I was like oh man I fucked up why did I even get myself in this position
right. I had one of those ones I thought for some reason he was like a transsexual
I got scared
that must
have
been really
you thought
small.
It was a pussy
I was like am I gonna feel a slit oh shit
wait now hold on that sounds like
a it's, disclosure?
Yeah, like that small that
yeah.
you thought it was a vagina?
Yes, I got scared. My heart dropped.
See, with me, like, it was the same person. It was like, I went to rub on his chest, and I was like, it looked like, it felt like he got a breast reduction. I don't know how to explain that. It was like the
but
way
he had gynecomastia.
You get what I'm saying?
So he had, like, titties, kind of?
No, he didn't. That's the crazy thing. He was in shape, but it was the way that...
The way
concave.
It probably it's concaved in, like,
not,
a weird way.
Do you get what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes.
Just right there where the nipple is, though. Like, it might have been a titty.
In?
Not, like, I can't...
It probably had the little curvature, like
yeah.
extra fat.
But it was muscle. But it kind of felt like it might have
like
been a titty.
Like a titty.
So you think he had like pec implants?
No, it's more like probably the nipple area felt mushy, like it was about to grow into a tit. Right?
I have no idea.
You get what I'm saying? But yeah. it was
maybe somebody sucked on them. Sucked on them too much.
Maybe. That's difficult.
Because you said you think that guys...
Yeah, maybe he just got a bad chest.
Okay, there's a good solution.
Or maybe he's a trans man.
Do we have bad luck with men?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've met that too, like the bad chest.
That's
probably
the dick
same
killed
nigga.
Me. The no dick, almost no dick killed me.
Yeah. Did you stop talking to him?
Hell yeah. That was the first and last thought. Done.
Is that a deal breaker?
What, a small dick?
Yeah.
She how
said, yeah.
small?
I wouldn't. Well, that's the thing. I wouldn't say small.
Well, she mistook it for
small.
A vagina,
dude. I was dealing with a fucking anaconda, so I'm trying to run away from that. Mm. But I don't want like a turtle dick.
Right.
I need her in the middle.
Turtles have
yeah.
dick.
Average is amazing.
I've never seen a turtle dick.
The head of the turtle. It was like the
it
turtle's
goes like
head.
Oh. I thought you was talking about his actual dick on the turtle.
I mean, you know.
Same
he's
shit.
He's a grower.
Small.
So, his dick can't be too small, but it can't be too big.
Yeah, too big is like you'll get a UTI. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It'll hurt. Sometimes it's harder for you to like get as wet because it's like mm-hmm. a little painful.
And you then know, you can't sit for
picky.
A while because it hurts.
Very picky.
No, it's not picky. It's the vagina
it's your Yeah, it's your anatomy. Like, mm-hmm. what can you do about that? So
it's not, it doesn't feel good. If it's too big, it's low key like painful.
Yep. Well, like, do vaginas enjoyable. Feel different to you? Like, can you say there's good vaginas and bad vaginas and then just right?
Yeah, you can say that.
Like, what's the difference?
Because guys,
it could be a few
how fast he falls into it.
Yeah. It could be a few things. Yeah, it's like if it's too, like,
dry.
Smell, I feel like, plays a big factor. It.
Can it be too wet?
No such thing.
Okay, just my guy.
No such thing.
Be like, nah, this is too wet for me.
Yeah, that's
what is up with this bitch?
I'm not trying to mop up. Let me go.
I'm not trying to drown. Let me get out of here. I've never heard that.
All right, so too dry, stinky. What else?
Loose.
What about that hangage? If I ever see that,
the curtain.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Roast beef.
Dude, I don't understand how girls have that. Why wouldn't you chop that off?
Don't vagina shame.
You could chop it. Nobody
doesn't chop off their vagina.
No, you get it. Rejuvenated. You know, you get the rejuvenation.
Does that mean something, or is she just like that?
I don't know if it's because she has too much or if it's their anatomy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Would you ever get that pierced?
Absolutely not.
Oh, but so you want somebody to chop it off, though?
you're under anesthesia. I don't feel anything.
I think I'm scared of all that piercing shit, like titties, piercings. You don't want infection. How people do that. I had a hard enough time with a nose piercing. I couldn't even take care of that. So I'm good with fucking with my vagina, my titty with a piercing. Would you pierce your thing?
No.
He said, no.
No Prince Albert for you?
I feel like
the
piercings are overrated, though. Like the nipple piercings and stuff, I feel like they're a little overrated.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because there's nothing to do with them?
Like, it's just weird.
It feels like it might get more in the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it tastes like anything. Like a penny. Or something like that. Like some
the metal,
like it just
the
messes
metal taste.
Up. Yeah,
and if they don't clean it, imagine that.
Imagine having to take it out and put it back in. And then now you're walking around with a hole in your nipple.
Might as well just stay.
Right?
And then when you breastfeed, you're like squirting everywhere.
Oh my God.
And then you can't fuck with your titties or some shit for a while too, I think. You gotta let it heal.
Well, the same thing with your penis. As a matter of fact, there was this guy who was a male stripper, and I'll never forget this story he told me. He said that he had gotten his dick pierced and he was doing a show, and I guess he was doing something and the girl ripped the piercing out. And everybody, every guy here just moved.
Shit.
Bad move.
Anybody.
But he said
move.
That he couldn't do anything for like months after that.
See, why would you do that to yourself?
Mm-hmm. He went wrong when he got the piercing.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I'm saying.
If you don't get the piercing, you don't even. We're not even there.
What about when people get people name right by their dick or by their pussy or some shit?
A tattoo, you mean?
Yeah. People name, like they tattoo the name.
I've never seen that.
What?
Really?
I've never seen a girl have her ex's name on her vagina.
Damn, I know some girls that got that shit done. I told them not to do it.
Right. Don't do it.
That's bad.
Yeah.
What are you going to cover that with?
Yeah, I can never break
that. Another nigga name? Just a pile of them shit?
No, you got to keep changing the name.
Like, some roses.
A name tag.
A leopard laying in the grass. Something over it. Now, Valentine's Day is coming up, right? And, you know, part of Valentine's Day, I guess, tradition, as women, we like to get dressed up and like in lingerie, do some sexy stuff at home. Have you ever gotten dressed up, say, at home? Like, do men do that necessarily? Like, do you have a sexy outfit?
No, I don't think men do that.
Not like in a silky pants or something?
No, I don't even think, like, where do we even get that from? Like, where do we even get silk drawers from or something like
that? Go ask Bruno Mars. He rocks the silk all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. Nah, I think that's like more for the female.
So you should try it maybe for Valentine's Day.
Surprise. She might like it, right?
Yeah, maybe.
That's a little
weird. It's nice to like rub on, you know, and then she could rub it right off.
Like maybe I'll do some silk boxes. I can do that. That's like the furthest, I think.
They also have underwear and it has that looks like an elephant and it has a trunk.
No, yes. Don't do that. That's tacky.
Yeah, now she's laughing at me.
Yeah, I always think that guy's sexy panties are like Versace boxes.
It's not panties.
It's like a thong.
No, it is though.
Yeah,
it is,
right?
Though.
Their version of sexy panties is like Versace briefs.
On some good drawers.
Yeah, you put on some good drawers and then it's like, that's your sexy panties.
Do you have like good drawers? Like she said, you have sexy panties?
Yeah. I would have some I have drawers for different occasions.
Really? Like what's the occasions? Like workout drawers?
Yeah, like I do. Like the stretchy, those are the workout ones.
That's our period panties.
Yeah.
I also have like sleeping drawers that I like to sleep in.
I thought you sleep naked.
Sometimes the kids gotta be. Sometimes you can't be naked all the time. The kids sleep with us sometimes.
Right, that's true. That's weird. All right, and then you have the good drawers.
Yeah, the, and like, when the going out drawers. You know what I'm saying? When I know something might happen.
Tell you, drawers, sexy you know. Panties.
What do they look like?
So she's right. She's right.
What do the going out drawers look
They're just good drawers. Like probably some Calvin Klein ones.
Like just
ones.
Straight out the packaging? Yeah,
the microfiber ones. Like okay. Not just the real cotton ones.
Like, okay. That's
so she pulls down your pants. She's like, I'm getting some tonight.
Yeah. She's fucking around. My
you
girl
got
probably
the Versace's on.
Facts. I didn't even think about it like that.
Now, what about her in lingerie? Are you a big fan? Because I've heard a lot of guys say the lingerie doesn't really mean that much to them.
I'm not going to say I don't like it because I like to see her in it, but it's going to come off. Anyway.
Right, it's quick. It's brief.
Yeah, it's like...
But it's good to see them. Yeah, I've had guys that are like, ah.
It's different. It's different. Mm-hmm. It's rather than just getting off. Right to it.
You don't want somebody just walking out naked.
Yeah.
Well, what's the sexiest to you, right? If she comes out naked, she comes out in lingerie, or she comes out like wearing your tank top?
I probably go with my tank top. Oh.
See, we paying all this money.
Right, yeah, right.
It'd be so, it'd be so simple.
It's like Victoria's
simple.
Secret's got us fucking confused.
It'd be so simple.
No right. Damn titties and no Victoria's Secret, so that ain't for me. But what I will say is I would think that like I wouldn't want to put it back on. Like, I feel like you can only see me in it once. So that's why I feel like it's a real big waste. Because it's like, well,
yeah,
I'm going to
throw
that back,
it back on.
You get what I'm saying? Another time. And it's like, what's
next
the surprise,
Valentine's
bitch?
Day,
I've seen
like,
that
nah,
shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So lingerie, you can only use it one time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Not if you have a new guy.
Oh, that's different now. Then you
yo,
got variety.
That's
true. Though.
Because that makes you think right there. That's like,
it's true.
Now you
has
gotta, you gotta throw that
else?
Away now. Now you gotta throw your lingerie away.
But how would
away.
You know? Unless it's got holes in it, which she right. shouldn't be wearing anyway. You wouldn't know if she wore it for someone else.
If you ain't see them tags in the garbage when you come over. Like,
my girl has to throw them away
I already dumped the garbage.
No, she doesn't.
After one time. That was bad.
So
right
then
there.
It doesn't make sense to spend money on that, really. Like,
it
to
don't.
Get really yeah, nice no. stuff.
Y'all better go to Fashion Nova and get some lingerie.
One time.
They do have lingerie.
They do.
And it's cute,
shop
too.
On Fashion Nova.
No, my girl.
You know they have Fashion Nova men.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
and
I'm ambassador. I'm a brand ambassador for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they have some sense. Fancy
yeah.
boxers.
Yeah. So you go around.
All right, now, I wanted to ask you this. We saw Monique and Oprah going back and forth, right? No, Monique.
I was
Oprah
about
hasn't
to
responded.
Say.
Yeah. Oprah hasn't responded. But we saw Monique saying that she feels like Oprah blocked her blessings in a way. Have you ever had somebody that you felt like tried to block your blessings?
I don't think, not directly try to block my blessings, or I don't even think it was intentional, but...
Here's the twerking bartender
hey,
we told you about.
This is Gigi. Okay. Makes more sense.
Like
it makes more sense.
They both had on turtlenecks.
Makes more sense. How you doing?
Gigi,
nice
sorry,
to meet you.
I'm late. My flight
is okay.
Everybody came from Atlanta.
Yeah.
There's your mic right there, boo. So have you ever had somebody try to block your blessing?
I don't think directly. I think I've had some little like happenings with like family and stuff. I don't think they try to intentionally block my blessing, but...
A little
think,
hate or something?
Yeah, just a little maybe. People don't like change,
mm-hmm.
I feel like.
So how have you changed?
Just not as around anymore mm-hmm. or... I have my own family, though.
Right.
You know, not saying I forget about my family, but...
You have priorities.
I have priorities right now. Yeah.
Well, hey, Gigi, welcome.
Hi, everybody. I'm so glad to be here.
We didn't get to your... Full disclosure.
Hey, you missed a couple.
Oh, man. I should have did some homework on the plane.
Well, L'Oreal, you want to go while Gigi thinks about it?
I thought I went. Like, since then, we throw a whole bunch of stuff out there.
You didn't do a full disclosure story.
Right, you did not.
I thought, like, nah, 10 of them was the bitch. The nigga was a bitch. Oh, I didn't stop myself. What the fuck else do you want? What more do you want from me?
What more do you want from me? She thought she got out of that.
Well, help me with a story. You know my story.
I don't want to tell any of your personal stories that you might not want out there.
I mean, what do I hide?
Have you ever gotten caught cheating?
I tell on myself. You know how I am. Like, I'll get away with it, and then I'll be like, oh, yeah, one day.
One time a homeless person told on L'Oreal, but what? She didn't
cheat. Yo, that's a fact. All right, let's talk about that.
What?
Yo, it was so fucking crazy.
You got caught cheating with a homeless
man. Yeah. No, no, don't
no,
play with me.
No, not with a homeless man. That's not what I meant. Damn.
Don't fucking play with
that's
me.
My fault.
Clarence is hard out here.
Clarence.
That was wild.
Cheating with a homeless
man. Yeah, that was wild disrespectful, my fault.
All right, so we was out eating, and my boyfriend at the time had took me, Ange, and a few people. It was a few of us out to eat or whatever. We went to eat, and then eventually Me and Ange, for some reason, always closing things down. Like, we don't know how to go
home.
We're
at the bar.
So we was at the bar. We started drinking. He left.
I don't remember him being there at all. He was there?
He was there. Okay. We ain't shit. I ain't shit. So he leaves. We still drinking. We invite other people to come.
Right.
Mad of our friends. It's like the whole damn restaurant looked like we all together type shit.
And at this particular restaurant, there was always a homeless guy outside that would like hold
he
the door
open. Hold the door. If y'all know, y'all know.
Yeah. Now it's making sense. I was wondering when the homeless man got in.
How do you fit in there?
Yeah.
But he knew everybody and he would watch the cars and shit because you wasn't supposed to park there. Mm-hmm. So he'll make sure you good. He knew the cops and shit, everything. So this nigga, my boyfriend at the time used to tip the nigga good. Man, y'all, so I don't know. I got fucked up. I end up with her cell phone.
I was like, where's my phone?
I don't even know.
She took my
I
phone
broke
home.
Broke mine, threw it somewhere. Yo, I don't know. I was crazy. Fucked up, but I had a nigga in the car or some shit like that. The nigga walked me to the car.
Right.
A whole nother nigga. So now days pass, whatever, whatever. And my nigga, he say to me like, yeah, I know you had so-and-so in the car. And I'm like, how the fuck this nigga? Like, really, I'm thinking he just throwing shit out there. But I'm like, how would he know this particular person? Kind of find out the homeless nigga that was at the fucking door.
Crazy.
He ended up telling me later on down the line, like, I went back to the restaurant to go eat for lunch or whatever. And the nigga was like, yo, your girl was in the car with so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to the nigga, whatever, whatever. Blew up my fucking spot.
Moral of the story is tip the guy that holds the door.
Nah, the moral of the story is he's still homeless. And that's the fuck why. That's why you homeless. Where's the camera that's looking at me?
He probably got millions.
That's why you homeless. Guy is watching. No, that's why you homeless, because you ain't shit.
He's probably
your fucking
business. If he's homeless, he doesn't have Wi-Fi, he's not watching us.
He gonna find a way, trust me.
Someone's gonna tell another homeless person's gonna tell him.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna tell him.
Fuck you.
I was like, wow, this is a crazy story.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Come on.
And the worst part is I couldn't even call her to say anything because she had my phone.
I thought it was somebody totally different. I was blaming somebody else and shit, like a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I ended up being a homeless man.
Damn. What a way to go.
So I don't know about a full disclosure, so to say. But I have some news.
Uh-oh.
She's pregnant.
Bitch, bye.
Not with that twerking.
What? That's
so
how
I'm
she got
currently pregnant. Twerking on OnlyFans.
That's okay. That news?
That's
news?
My news.
Oh, that was the news. For real.
Is that good?
It's great.
What is OnlyFans?
What is that?
So people think it's porn, but it's not porn.
Kind
right?
of porn.
I've been calling it it can be porn, but I'm not doing. Y'all know I'm not no porn star. I've never been a porn star. I never aspired to be a porn star.
Okay.
However,
no offense to the porn star.
No offense, because we love y'all. I love y'all. But I've been calling it like the virtual strip club, kind of. It's cool, and you know people have their opinions about it and they feel the type of way about it. But the way my bank account looking at it was just a week on.
Oh,
there.
You get paid for it.
Yeah.
So explain how it works.
Yeah, please.
So you create an account.
Mm-hmm.
They take like a week to approve it, and then you get people to subscribe to your account. So you set a rate of how much you want them to pay for a subscription. It's a 30-day subscription. I set mine very, very cheap because moderately, so to say, cheap.
What's moderate?
Well, I set it for $12.99. Some okay. people say you could go
a month.
Up. Okay. A month. Okay. So you can go as high as $49.99. You can go as low as free or $4.99. But I did $12.99. Of course, they take their percentage off the top, so we don't get the whole $12.99.
What percentage do they take?
It's like 20%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get like 10 something.
It's like a manager.
Per person.
Or a pimp.
So then, or a pimp. So then, so you post pictures and videos for the people who subscribed, right? And then you can post pay-per-view pictures and videos.
So you can make them pay even more.
Yes.
But can't they just record it and post it and then nobody don't got to pay nothing?
Yeah, but it's kind of like a secret society OEX's trust. Now, granted,
is it like a chat?
It's like a social media.
Is it live or is it all recorded?
It's like YouTube.
Well, you can go live if you want to.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Is that extra money too?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if you can charge for people to see you live, but I'm not going live. The live is for the porn stars. I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so you know, people can request, like, can you send me a picture of this or can you send me a video doing that? And then you charge them however much you want to charge them. And if they're going to pay for it, they're going to pay for it.
And the most you could charge them is $50?
Well, that's for the subscription. You can charge whatever you want for
so you're talking $1,000
for like $300 for a picture.
Exactly. Ooh. So what's the most for that?
I haven't set the bar high yet. The most I've sent out was $60. And from the $60, I get a hot $48. And I'm good with the $48.
Okay. How long does the video have to be?
Well, now here's the thing.
I think you recruited somebody.
My videos is like, my first videos.
She looked real
so
like.
My first video was relatively short, right?
Put her out to go get more girls.
My first videos was relatively short, like a minute and a half. And I've already got like a number one customer. He like tips me every day and we talk in the
And you don't even got to leave the house.
No, I've done this all from my couch. No makeup, in my bathrobe. Watching Netflix.
This feels like an OnlyFans ad.
Hey, guys. Like, how much the fuck are we getting paid?
So, yeah, that's what's going on.
Put my face out unless I'm getting a check.
That's what's going on new with
Do you
me.
Have to and show your face, though?
I really enjoy it. You show what you want to show. Now, I'm not showing everything because right. I'm just not. Like, I have pasties on my titties. I'm not showing my vagina. Sorry, y'all. Y'all never want to see my pussy on the internet. Sorry. Sorry.
Unless someone posts it.
I see somebody's hands go up.
But I'm very creative, you know? I'm naked in the shower, soap suds, and twerking and clapping really loud.
Did you just say I'm naked in the shower?
Yeah.
I'm naked
in the shower, but you can't
soap
see.
Soap suds come out clean pussy.
What if that suds falls down?
What if it slips down?
Well, then I don't post it. You control what you want to
say. I was going live.
You post pictures and videos. You post what you want to post, when you want to post. Okay. And it's
okay.
Going up, and
I like this.
I appreciate everybody that subscribed. And I appreciate everybody that's going to subscribe.
Listen, that's an ad.
I'm looking for a third
job. That's my full disclosure.
Now, Astrid, let me ask you this. Because last time she was here, right, as I was filling y'all in, she was dating a guy. His dick was too big. It was tough.
Yes,
and now y'all broke up.
Y'all broke up?
Yeah.
Why?
Thank God.
The dick was too big.
Like, not because her pussy was falling out.
No, because I found out.
I got an extra curtain.
I found out.
That you wasn't the only one getting that big dick.
You was getting the curtain.
I don't eat meat and I got roast beef.
You should have known he wasn't giving that big dick to only you.
Dude, I found out mad that shit. Listen.
Because you was running. He needed somebody that
No.
What'd you find out?
He was always blaming me for doing shit, which I was never doing anything.
Guilty conscience.
Sounds familiar.
I am so fucking good. Like, I'm too good for these assholes. Mm. So I come to find out after we were in the middle of a fight, guys are dumb, no offense. And I said, you know what? One of my friends
like, yes,
said, why don't you try to go into his Instagram and see if you could find anything? And I said, you know what?
When you look,
let
you find.
Let me figure this out.
If you're looking
out.
For something, you
So I figured
know.
Out his password.
How? How'd you figure it out?
Because guys are dumb. Because I knew a password for something else, so I just
same
played
bad
around
bad
with it.
Same bad.
It was like his dad's birthday or something, right?
Yeah, it was like the dog's name, date of birth, all this bullshit.
Typical.
I went in, and I went right to the DMs, and one thing I learned from him is he always told me, go to the messages, because he used to try to go through, he'd go through my phone all the time and go like check out my messages with my best friends.
He would go through your messages?
Yes, while I'm sleeping, he'd break into my phone and go in to check my messages, my text messages with my closest friends. Because he's like, that's where all the dirt...
I can barely handle your dick. You think I got other...
Right.
That's what you should have told
me. So I went in and I went to all the messages with his closest friends and the shit I found, pictures of bitches in beds and God, I was sick to my stomach for over a month.
So did you see anything he was like, anything of him
flirtation,
in bed?
No, just flirting. Okay. Then he was telling his friends all the things he was doing to all these
At
girls.
At least it wasn't pictures of a penises because you know.
I mean, listen, for all I know, he could have been swinging that way too. I don't know.
She stopped after a few messages. You could take no more, huh?
So I scrolled back so far that I was like, I can't, I screenshotted so much stuff. So then I confronted him via text and I pretty much said,
with
you know.
With receipts.
Huh?
With receipts, screenshot.
You screenshotted.
Oh, I screenshotted, but that's my. Those are my wild cards because I screenshotted that for me to keep. Mm-hmm. Confronted him on the things I saw, and then I had to cover my own tracks. So I said, "Watch who you hang with, because clearly you hang with rats." Meaning, maybe one of his friends told me this shit because he's been bragging.
Because we
them.
Never admit that we did
that.
Oh,
this is a whole chess game.
Right? Oh, we gotta listen. We play the game better than you guys can ever
this
play
is chess
it. You know what he had the audacity to say? The audacity. He goes, "I tell people what I want them to believe."
No.
Yourself included.
I felt like at that point I was like, you know what? Now you're gonna lie right to my face, and I have these pictures. Let him one day come up to me and be like, oh, nothing ever happened. What's this?
Oh, so he
What's
still this? Doesn't know you.
He
have.
Doesn't know I have. But
that's
petty. But the fact that he lied to me, that right there was the ending. That's it.
That's a little petty.
Done.
But if he would have told you the truth, then you would have thought he didn't care. You know how guys be like, I lie because I care.
Nah.
I just said that to make you mad.
Even if he told me the truth, I would have
said that.
No, I said, I just said that to make you mad. Yeah. You know how guys say dumb shit.
I tell you
ever.
The truth. Well, he said, I lie to you because I love you.
Yeah, I love
I tell them other bitches the truth because I don't give a fuck about them. Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
So, yeah, done that
shit almost made sense.
It did, though. He was like, oh, okay. I can't
he love me.
That's why he be lying.
He so now all my friends are like, yo, can you help me break into my man's fucking shit? I'm like,
I don't know his birthday.
I don't know shit about him. Like, you got to figure this shit out. But I'll figure my stuff out with the quickness. And I'm like, and you think you could be a detective? I'll detective your ass 10 times faster.
Damn. I've never tried to break into anybody's phone. I think the best way is like if they put it down for a second and they get up and it's still open, that's the only way.
Are they playing music?
But how do you break in someone's phone though?
Dude, he used to... When I'd be checking, because usually, you know, I have the face. So it's like face app, whatever.
You'd be sleeping.
Sometimes, no, sometimes, no, no, no. Sometimes, you know how the face won't hit, so you have to put the number in. He'd be like the, I see his eyes like in the corner, like looking. So he memorized my freaking password and he'd go in when I'm sleeping. And then he'd come out to me like, why did I see text messages of you and your ex? I'm like, that shit was like 2 years ago. Why are you scrolling back?
Because he has things to
that
hide.
That was the guilty conscience.
But it's like, and I'm like, this was way before he goes, well, why are you still even in your phone? I'm like, why are you even digging so far? I didn't even know that was in there. You're digging so far back?
Is that what made you check his phone?
Yeah, I was like, yo, if you're going to be going through my shit. Because I'd say to him, I go, let me see your phone. So he'd open it and show me the things he wants to show me.
Right.
Look, nothing's going on.
But don't touch it.
Yeah, let me scroll and show you.
Now, Clarence, I always am under the... Now, and I want to see if you ladies agree with this, right? If you look in somebody's phone, you'll find something that could make you mad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's something or it's not something, you'll see something that's like... Because sometimes, like, people text you and you might, like, flirt a little bit but not really mean anything by it. So do you think... If Queen Naja was to go through your phone, she would see some things that she wouldn't like.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, have you ever gone through her phone?
No.
You had to think about
it? He did a little hesitation.
No. I've never went through her phone, though.
Not even in the beginning? Like, never thought about it?
No. Mm-hmm. I trust her.
Okay, that's nice.
That's a good man.
You played a prank on her, though, at one point.
I play a lot of pranks on
her. Well, one in particular, with your screensaver.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah. Was that really funny, you think? Like,
wait,
I thought it was hilarious.
What happened?
I put a different girl as my screensaver.
What girl was
ain't
that?
Funny. Funny.
I was just a random model on, like,
there's
Google.
Nothing funny about that.
It was very funny.
Did she think it's funny?
Yeah, I think a lot of people enjoyed it, yeah.
How long was it on your phone for until she noticed it?
Probably 2 minutes. First thing, as soon as, like, she just seen it.
As soon as it lit up.
And then I got two phones, so I got, like, a different girl.
Wait, why
on
you got two phones?
One for the plug and one for the load.
Yeah, hey. Just the number you want to give out and then the number you really don't.
Damn. Friends and family and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I need to learn then.
Yeah.
Are you a jealous person?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You guys are very, very confident.
I'm laid very back strong too, men. Yeah.
What do you think about, so let's say, because she approached you first, right? Because she always says that.
Yeah.
So what do you ladies think? Have you ever approached a guy first? Because you see it really worked out in their situation, right?
No.
So what are some tips you would give a woman if she wants to approach a guy first? Because sometimes guys aren't always used to that. And there's a certain way you can do it. Right, because sometimes people are like, I want to approach this guy, I like him, but I don't know how to get his attention and kind of stand out from other people that might be trying to talk to him and also not seem like a thirst.
I don't know, it's a thin line between, because the DMs could get a little...
Gray area.
I feel like the respect already goes down a little bit with the DM. It's kind of like, oh yeah, she want me.
Mm-hmm. And text can also, any form of text communication can also be taken the wrong way.
Wrong way, yeah.
Like you can send a text message and it can be read with the intentions that you didn't mean for
you could
it to
be so
by.
Innocently just and asking, like, hey, what's up?
Way.
And then now it's like, oh, he tried to talk to me.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then that's annoying.
Yeah, that's like.
So what is a way that you would tell women is a good way to approach somebody if they want to talk to them? Because girls are always like, well, how do I approach this guy that I like? I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't recommend the DMs. It just happened to work out. How I wouldn't recommend it.
Don't try this at home.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend
it. But what was it about her DM? Was it her DM she slid in?
Yeah, she DM'd me.
So what was it about her DM that stood out the most?
It's
Queen Nadia,
first of all.
Yeah,
it was,
she had the blue check.
Yeah, she was, honestly, she was asking me, like, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, why am I seeing you on my... like, you know what I mean? And then,
who are you?
So did you respond really too? Because she had the blue check though.
Yeah, honestly, I respected the fact because I thought like they were, she was still in a kind of like a relationship, mm-hmm. But not, they were like not together, but I still kind of respected the fact that they were together. So I wasn't on no kind of, mm-hmm. that kind of time.
So before this, you didn't deal with girls that were in relationships?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
He's like, don't matter to me.
Yeah, I guess I respected that more because it was like, I don't know. I guess it was a public relationship or, right. or and mm-hmm. they had a kid. It was a little different. I don't know.
Okay, that's a nice gesture of you.
Yeah, I felt like, yeah, I approached
So now
you.
I got to give people in my DM a shot? Is that what you're saying? Because no. I'm always ignoring Maybe. Everybody.
They have a blue check.
Ignore them all.
Blue check only.
Yeah, only him.
Only blue check.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think she had the blue check yet.
Now, do you and her ex, Chris, do y'all get along at this point yet? I know he just posted some old videos or something.
Nah, we don't. I mean, I don't have nothing against him, but mm-hmm. we don't talk and then,
All right, because I figure, I don't know if you guys have to communicate because of the kids or anything ever.
Nah, I mean, they communicate for their son, mm-hmm. for his little CJ, yeah.
But y'all could be in the room, the same room, without an issue or
no? No, we've never been in the same room.
Damn.
Yeah.
You think that'll ever happen at some point?
I mean, honestly, as I get a little older, I probably hope it do. Mm-hmm. For the sake of CJ.
Right. I mean? So they can see that and be like, okay.
Yeah. Because I was CJ at one point. Like, I didn't grow up with my dad, so I know how that feels.
Right. No, that's a good point. Now, if y'all get married, can he come to the wedding?
He probably wouldn't want to.
Yeah, I don't think he would come anyway.
Because even when he's there, you know.
Did y'all see on our favorite show?
90 Day Fiancé.
That's
where this stems from.
What's that?
Okay, so basically 90 Day Fiancé is a show where these people meet from overseas to people in America and they're trying to get their visas, their green cards, or whatever.
And they got to get married for 90 days
to get married. So that's why it's called 90 Day Fiancé.
So this one particular couple, the ex-wife was still in his life and she was forced to get the prenup. They got two kids together. Uh-huh. So she was like telling him he should get a prenup, but make a long story short, she ended up marrying them.
Like she officiated. She officiated the wedding.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I was looking at that shit like, never.
It was
never.
Cute though.
No, it wasn't. She was saying mad shit.
Y'all wouldn't do that? Wait, like, y'all wouldn't get to the point where y'all
could do that? Get her wedding dress fit too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have kids. Weird. I don't have no reason to.
Yeah, there's no reason for you to be around.
Now, if you have children, I do think it's important for kids to see that as an example.
Not that important. I mean, yes, but not to the point where
you're doing their wedding.
Well, you know, the way they made it seem on the show was that they couldn't find anybody else in such short period of time. But you know, that's what TV is.
I would have did that shit if they called
anybody.
Black youngster could have.
Anyway, go to Vegas.
Wedding.
Go to
Vegas.
There's a couple rappers that would have
been there. Pass the mace. Anybody could have cast the mace. Kanye. Oh, go ahead.
So how do y'all feel about like dating somebody, right, with... let's say he has kids. Would you be able to get along with his ex just for the sake of the fact that he has kids with her?
I won't date anyone that has kids. That's one of my deal breakers.
People always say that.
One of my first questions is like, you know, what do you do for a living? How old are you? Have you ever been married? Do you have any kids?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have a kid. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Clarence, you said you were going to say you used to feel like that?
Man, I swore up and down. I wasn't going to date no one with kids.
Mm-hmm. Everyone says
my
that to
my girlfriend got a kid. Yeah. So it's,
everyone says that till they date somebody with a kid.
Yeah,
and
me and
like,
her have a kid.
Oh, y'all have a kid together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
I just can't. Because you know what it is? I don't want this to sound bad or come off wrong, but I can't look. I know.
No, I'm joking. Go ahead. I'm joking.
I can't look at a kid that you made with someone else and be like, man, like the kid could be cool, but it's like
the kid could be cool.
You made this with someone else.
It's a cool kid. You just don't like someone else.
Nose. You build yourself a little fort, huh?
You know what?
Like that kid's half someone else, and it's like if I love you, I don't want to share you with someone else. Like that's how I would feel. That's why I can't do
but
it.
But also, you might fall in love with the kid so much, though.
I know. But you know what? I won't get to that point. I'm like, oh, you have a kid? Bye. I don't even want to meet the kid. I'm
over here blocking your blessings, Astra.
I know. That's why I'm single, probably.
You might meet the guy with the kid.
Right.
I know.
That's a fact. What about if he doesn't take care of his kid? Is that okay?
With the medium-sized penis that you want. You know what I'm saying? With the medium-sized penis that you want.
Perfect. Perfectly.
Exactly.
Perfect fit.
I can't.
It obviously works already.
Can't have a big dick.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right?
Nah. I've definitely been in a situation where I looked at my future like, I don't think I could ever be friends with this bitch that he had a kid
this
with.
Bitch.
No, that's a fact. Not the kid, but the one.
Not the kid,
but
the kid's
y'all know mother. Me. I might have been talking about the kid. Yeah. The woman, no, but that's a fact. Like, and I've said to the guy, like, listen, I don't think I could ever coexist with that woman. So that really, now that's more of a problem. Mm. It's not the fact of the kid. It's the fact that I'm not about to deal with this crazy person that you chose to bring into your life because I didn't choose crazy.
Right. It's not about the kid. It's about the other person that you have to deal with.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bad shit.
What if she was cool, though?
Nah, she's not, though. She wasn't.
Oh, right away you walk in.
No, I knew her. Like, she's
this
not
is a real story.
No, this is real. Like, this is real.
This is not hypothetically speaking.
No, but it really has nothing to do with my future with the guy because I was just like, I sat down and was like, could I see myself having to get along with this bitch in the future? And I'm like, never. Like, never could I see myself putting shit to the side for no matter how much I might have loved him or anything. I could never deal with this bitch. So, yeah.
I feel you.
This episode is brought to you by Bevel, a head-to-toe personal care brand built for Black men. This year, Bevel is introducing a new lineup of products built for your skin and your hair. We'd like to introduce you to the Bevel deodorant, an aluminum-free deodorant that goes on clear with no lines, streaks, or clumps, and stays strong to fight against odor for up to 48 hours. And the Bevel Bar Soap, a sulfate-free exfoliating bar soap that's dermatologist-tested and infused with shea and cocoa butter. Lastly, meet the Bevel Body Wash, made with the freshest ingredients like argan oil, charcoal, and jojoba esters to exfoliate, nourish, and renew sensitive skin. If you've been on the lookout for hair and body products that are designed for you, it's time to get Bevel right now. Bevel Skin is everything you need and nothing you don't. So stop what you're doing and check out this new line of Bevel products today at GetBevel.com. That's GetBevel.com. And don't forget to check out Bevel's sister brand, Form Beauty, available at Sephora.com and FormBeauty.com.
Well, now I have some Ask E questions for you to answer, so you guys can chime in. All right, hey, Angela, I have a bit of a problem. I've been with my fiance for 3 years. We've been engaged 2 of those 3 years. I want a wedding, but not anything too big, just family. She wants to go to the courthouse and get married. I work 2 jobs to help keep us afloat while she's in school, so I don't have the money to pay for the wedding. I do want to get married. What should I do? Just do the courthouse wedding or save to do the wedding I want? She wants the courthouse wedding. He wants the real wedding.
I think they can compromise and do both. Mm-hmm. The courthouse wedding, just so that you're wed by paper, and then you have the reception, the party, the big party that he wants.
Okay.
I feel like that.
So have like an after party.
Yeah.
So okay,
because I don't feel like everyone always goes to the wedding anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day.
I know, I'd be late for weddings all the time.
This might be a dumb question, but does a man help?
Usually no.
I
would love a good man that does that. That'd be great
some
for the guy to be
like,
part of it.
Some guys do want to. You know, it depends. Some guys are like, whatever she says, I'll be there the day of. And some guys, he's the one that wants the wedding.
Yeah.
She just wants to go to the courthouse.
She just wants to go to the courthouse.
Yeah.
That would be a red flag for me.
Why?
Like, why you don't want people to know we get married, bitch? That's a secret.
Well, maybe she just feels
like,
because some women
like
are very practical, right? And they might be like, instead of us spending money on this, we could be using that money to put toward a down payment for a house. Or,
well, that's different if you have to choose. But if you have enough money for both,
well, he said he's working 2 jobs to help keep them afloat.
So yeah, that's
yeah. Clearly he can't do both.
Right?
She need to get a job now too.
I mean, I don't think you should go all out. I don't know. I'm gonna stay out of that because that's
yeah,
about
like,
touch.
Yeah,
my man looking at me right here.
Don't do it.
But a marriage should be about the vowels and the vowels.
A E I O U.
It's really just I O U. Clearly, I never said a vowel. Okay, I can't even say it. But it should be about the bond before God and all of that. It shouldn't be about the financial price tag attached to the actual.
Not the vowels I O U. Okay,
not I O U.
But that's what I said. Not in a courthouse. It's to me.
Why?
I think they stupid. I think if it's before God, the last thing I'm thinking of is in front of a courthouse.
Yeah.
Only time God and courthouse is if you about to get sentenced something crazy,
to
like please God,
please don't do it again.
Yeah.
I want 25 to life,
you
please.
Get upset. I don't want to associate the two. I feel like a wedding. Do it at your house in the backyard of your friend's house or something. Anything. You know what I mean? But not the courthouse. I don't think that. That's not romantic.
Carrie
That's
and Big
special.
Got married in the courthouse.
My best friend got married in the courthouse.
I feel like if you have no money at all, then
it
go
wasn't
to the courthouse.
For that though.
No, but I'm just
it's
saying.
It's free. The courthouse is free.
It's like no, just it's, the merit. Like
listen, if I'm going to do a courthouse, I'd rather do Vegas with Elvis. That's
what I'm saying.
Like, I'd rather do
Vegas
that.
At least
better.
It's funny.
Yeah. At least I have a good story behind
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
All right. Well, how do you envision your wedding?
I've never envisioned it.
So if you could envision it now, would you rather, do you envision like a big wedding, a destination wedding?
I feel like it's going to be a big wedding.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to partially help plan it or just let her do it?
Let her do it. Yeah.
I got that vibe from you.
Because I feel like she already has the picture of it.
Most women,
we grow up like, this is how my wedding's going to be.
Know mm-hmm. a color. Mm-hmm. Well, she know how her hair going to be. So
she got her hair ready.
All the details.
Yeah, that's all.
Nail color.
She's like, this my wig for the wedding right here.
wedding wig. Unit.
All right, now I have a true sex story and then you guys will talk about your own experience.
Ooh,
so this is
yours?
Like a... This is a news story that has to do with sex, but it... Oh. So apparently a lot of people... have to be warned about using toothpaste as a lubricant. People have been using toothpaste.
Like, nah, B.
Y'all nasty.
As in a the U.S.? in the U.S.?
This is actually a story from the U.K.
Toothpaste. Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. I knew it could have been.
Oh, they don't brush their teeth anyway, so they don't even know what to do with the toothpaste.
That's why they don't brush their teeth.
You cannot say that people do not brush their teeth, but that's why.
But
they're known to not have the greatest of smiles. Let's just say that.
Well, damn.
Wow.
It's not true.
Because
they're using the lube for the toothpaste. They can't have
they
both.
They're switching it up.
But anyway, doctors have had to warn against this because apparently it can actually burn you.
Yeah. I didn't think so.
Some type
it
of bleach is in it.
You don't think it's going to burn your ass?
So have you ever put anything on your penis that's like you shouldn't have put there? You never tried the rock there?
No toothpaste.
But how about Vaseline?
No. What, yeah, Vaseline.
I feel like guys...
Nah.
Waxed in it.
He did.
Waxed everything.
He said he fucked a jar of Vaseline when he was younger.
Oh, God.
What in American Pie is going on with that?
And then he used it for his lips.
Yeah. His mom did. It was her.
That's different.
That's gross.
But you know how when you're young, you experiment like with different things. You might put some soap on there as a lubricant or you never tried
Ooh,
none of that?
I'm trying to jerk off with soap.
Yeah, that just doesn't
see, guys
make sense
will jerk
to
off
me.
With lotion.
Lotion.
Yeah. Okay, so you have
a kid,
what about
yeah,
conditioner?
Kid, yeah.
You ain't had a lotion, use some conditioner.
Okay.
Look at his
have
face.
You? Have you?
He wants to have a nice, soft, silky dick.
Yeah, like, I'm cleaning my penis at the same time.
That's crazy that you never tried anything. And then they used to have this thing like a rock or something, a crystal or something. I've heard guys talk about this, that it's supposed to like make you last longer or something.
A crystal.
What? That's like, deodorant.
Wait. No, that's
deodorant?
Not
a crystal.
Oh, the crystal deodorant? Or an actual crystal?
No, it's like a crystal rock or
like
something that's made just for that. Like
what?
And where you put the crystal?
Are you supposed to rub it on there to help you say, nobody's heard of this?
No.
That shit sounds painful.
I want to know what kind
I
of crystal
know because
is.
I know a guy who
what color
this.
Crystal is this one we're talking about? Is it that emerald?
It's like praying it to your dick. Like, please grow.
It might be.
Wait, but some crystals are kind of like sharp. You're going to be scratching
that's
your dick.
That might hurt, right?
Oh,
come
no,
on, show us
wrong.
The crystal.
No, because this is talking about crystal meth helping you.
That was a different kind of crystal.
Not that crystal.
That's what the homeless person was using.
I told on
fuck
you.
That nigga.
Have you seen him again?
Yeah.
He'd
be at the same restaurant still to this day.
Damn.
Let's go over there and curse him out.
I actually confronted that nigga about the shit. He said he ain't say it.
Of course, you know why you pay him, he'll tell you the truth.
I did pay him. I tried to get it out of that motherfucker.
Well, you didn't pay him enough.
That nigga gave him more, you know, accumulated over the years. He probably just
he's
said
like,
him.
Nah, I ain't fucking this
yeah,
back.
Yeah, he's like, hell oh, nah, fuck shit. That bitch. She tried to get information.
It's like a healing crystal.
Nah, I don't think that's
what
on there.
Healing from?
You said with the healing?
He got an STI? He need to heal from the STI?
You need that if you use toothpaste on it.
Right.
That's absurd.
So you never got a cut? You never had anybody use their teeth? Like, it was an experience or anything like that?
Nah, I never had.
No bad sexual
Nobody
experiences?
Nobody bite? Nah.
I mean, not on purpose.
Nah.
But like, say they was drunk and kind of scraped your dick a little bit while they was giving you a
Oh, note. Yeah, but he didn't cut me, though.
Yeah, but that shit hurt like a motherfucker, right? I can only imagine.
You got teeth lines down there. Like, what's this?
Nah, I said it. You know how I said it? Well, I said it because I did that before to somebody.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you
know? I was drunk as hell and like, just like.
You got mad?
Hell yeah, he was tight.
I've done some fucked up shit though to guys. I tried to twist one of my ex-boyfriend's balls. I wanted to know if you could switch the left with the right.
Why did you do that?
You can't do that.
I just want to see if I can swap them.
I feel like they both hang on little strings.
The right is always going to be right, and then the left is always going to be
right.
I was younger. I tried. I don't have a dick. If I had a dick for a day, I'd be doing a lot of shit with it.
Oh my God, I would get my dick sucked immediately. Anybody want to suck my dick?
I would get my dick hard immediately and I'd slap it.
Yes, I do the helicopter. That's the first thing I would do is take it around the helicopter.
No, not me. I want to come on someone's dick.
I would try to put it in any.
I do.
I try to put it in anywhere that any girl would let me put it.
We could talk like this now. Clarence was like, if I had a vagina for a day.
Yeah, what would you do? What would you do if you had a vagina for a day?
Most guys say
they would see how many fingers they can stick in it. That's what most guys say.
I don't even think I could think. I don't want to think about sticking nothing in it.
He's like, we'd be just sitting there all day like this.
See, that's the double standard. We can say if I had a dick, I'd be like, who wants to suck it? He can't be like,
he can't.
Who wants to eat my pussy?
Question me on the internet.
Keep it real. You would want somebody to eat that pussy.
Let me sit on your face, baby.
Put your legs back. I'm gonna put your pussy on your nose.
Because there's no right answer. There's no right answer.
They have your legs up.
How about y'all? Anybody like bitch y'all?
Or is that, you know, like what? I don't like when people, if you suck too hard.
Yeah, that, no.
But we talked about piercings and how dumb they are.
And they are very dumb. My hood was pierced. My taint was pierced. My nipple was pierced. My tongue was pierced.
Damn, we should have named that combo.
Sorry, they not pierced.
No, I took it all out. But the hood piercing used to get in the way of like oral.
Put your hood up. Mm-hmm.
Would you have a hoop?
No, it was like a little curved dumb hood. But it just was, it would get in the way. And the only reason why I had it is because I was stripper and I was naked for a living. And I felt like if I'm going to be naked and everybody else is going to be naked, we all got two titties and a pussy. They make mine look different. Right? So I dressed
like
up with
jewelry.
Some
jewelry. Wait, like chains.
Some bejazzling bling on the front.
So I had, that's an everyday thing. That was permanent.
Do a design.
So I had the hood and then I had the taint. So when I bent over, it was a little like bling. Like in between my ass and my pussy. It was amazing.
Didn't that hurt? Didn't that hurt?
It hurt getting it, but I like pain. That one was good. But the one in the hood, man, listen. As soon as I stopped dancing, I took all that shit out.
No more piercing. That just hurt me even thinking about it.
So what about walking around with that shit?
Is it true you get an orgasm from walking around with it over there? You what?
That's not a yeast infection. It makes you. Sometimes it would rub. It entertains you.
Sometimes I'll do a little...
Like, and then you come, and then what? You gotta run to the bathroom?
I know.
Or you just walking around like
If she was the one that gets super wet, then she has to go change her underwear.
I'm like, that's gonna cause a yeast infection after a while. You just can't do
it. You know, I wouldn't just do it anywhere, but it's happened.
Oof.
Yeah, it's happened.
So would you recommend getting a piercing just for that purpose?
No.
Not worth it.
No. No.
I can't do the pain.
Just the ice cream. She's chancy, she likes it.
It's quick pain.
They say that, and you know, women can withstand pain way more than a man can. A
penis the size of that goddamn Simply Lemonade.
You can get a piercing.
You can take a piercing.
His dick was that big? I don't remember this story yet. Look, he's like this. It was at least three handfuls.
Remember when 50 Cent was here? One potato, two potato, three potato.
That's what it is. You can stack up like three hands worth.
So you was going to serious pepper grinder on that one, huh? You was all up and down with the pepper grinder on that one.
Any woman ever told you that? Like, you're too big. Please get the fuck away from me.
What are you going to do with that?
I think like when I was in high school, like early in my,
Oh, because it was newer?
Yeah, it was like newer,
They like,
that's a new big dick. I can't handle that. I gotta be like 10 guys in before I could get that one.
Wow.
Right? What?
I'm done. Look at his face. Okay.
Next question. Do you manscape?
I don't know what that is.
When you shave your baby
down
hair.
There.
Oh, I shave, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like his beard is so crisp, you got to know that he has to do it.
Yeah, like I kind of, it's weird.
Yeah,
and you can tell that he's, down there?
No, I don't.
You could tell he's hairy.
I am very hairy,
so it's good for
you. But I think just as a man, you should keep up with yourself. You'd be surprised. If you want your shorty to be nice and...
You'd be surprised.
Do you shave like your...
asshole?
But, yeah.
Your taint?
Yeah, like the butthole area too? Like so it's not hairy?
Oh, no, no. No, I don't...
So you got an ass roll that match your beard? Right.
I fuck around, Mike.
The hair starts right here.
I've never touched down there.
You got he's gonna go home. He's gonna go home and be like, I got some ass.
It's like a fade.
It's like a receding hairline.
Listen, just get on all fours. Just wax that shit off.
You just he gotta tell Queen to shave it for him.
See, can you shave? Nah. Would you be able to shave your man's ass? Because I'd be afraid
you would do that?
To cut it.
Yeah, I would.
How hairy is that shit?
Hell yeah.
But what position would your man have to be in?
He just got to put his leg up a little bit.
To get his ass shaved.
Either you're going to be on your back.
Would you respect him after that?
Put his leg up a little bit. He got to pop lock his
butt. But would you respect him after that? Keep it 100.
Yeah,
and if y'all break up, you're going to tell your next boyfriend.
No.
He don't want to hear that. You don't want to tell your next boyfriend ever what you did.
If my next boyfriend listens to that.
For sure.
No, you just tell your friends. Listen, like, we'll tell each other.
I shave my ex ass. Like, I do yours. Like,
That's not the conversation.
Like, girl, I just have to shave his asshole.
That's not, he's not going to let you do it if you lead with that.
That'll go in the group chat, but I wouldn't tell him.
What about Nair? You can use some Nair.
You got to act like you're the first.
Nair burns.
Isn't that for like the legs?
Yeah,
you can put
Nair
anywhere.
It's for any hair.
Anywhere
you can Nair your eyebrow and it'll come off.
You can.
No, that whole eyebrow will be gone.
That's what I said, and it'll come off.
When did you determine it was time for you to start manscaping? Like shaving your pubics?
Now, you're going to find this funny, but I kind of do like...
You were very young.
I kind of do everything like the same day. So like I get a haircut.
So the barber does it.
Angela.
I get my haircut, you know, and I come home. It's like matching your socks to your shirt. It's like I feel like I have a shape up.
So how often do you manscape? Every week? Every 2 weeks?
Probably every 2 weeks.
Days.
And if you skip a week, are you like bothered? Like,
Nah.
Oh, you know how you be looking like, oh my God.
It bothers me.
If I go too long without removing the hair on my vagina, it's
you
a
be
problem.
Feeling the worst. Mm. Like,
yeah,
man,
it's a problem. It's a sad thing. Yeah.
It's like not having gross. A manicure.
But that's how you know you're not getting laid.
I don't, but it's new. But I haven't finished my laser. I'm still in the middle of it. So I haven't grown hair.
I'm not going to lie. I started laser and then I just never finished.
See, that's why I don't fuck with that shit. I go to my waxing appointment on the... When it's supposed to be there, I don't fuck around.
But it's pretty much almost all done. I probably need like 2 more sessions and then I'm
going to see. I feel like I heard y'all say this both for the past 2 years.
I haven't been to my laser guy since before we started the tour.
And it's a guy? No.
Yeah, it's a doctor.
I would rather a guy.
I go to a doctor. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want a girl touching me. I don't know.
What?
Yeah. I want a girl to touch me.
Let me ask you. So you do laser.
we both did laser.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so y'all don't wax. Y'all just y'all skip
laser.
That.
And you shave.
You got to shave when you laser.
You can't
like
wax
in between.
But see, I was a waxer, and I had a lot of complications with waxing, and I think it's due to the texture of my hair. So I went.
She got that nigga shit,
bitch. No, it's very curly.
I was getting the
dumb razor bumps from shaving, from waxing.
You get that from waxing too.
From waxing, I was getting dumb big volcano size.
You sure those are razor bumps?
Well, that's a scalp thing.
No, it wasn't razor bumps. But yeah, bumps. So then I started. Ever since lasering, though, it's been pretty smooth even with the waxing. I just need to finish.
Right. I just need to finish too. But it's not bad. Like, you honestly, it's just like a few stray hairs. You could just shave it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quick. Like, and it's not a lot at all.
So,
and it grows really thin.
Definitely better than waxing because I would highly recommend it. It's just that it takes a few sessions for it. So
like
she's going
to
be going for like 8 months to get it all done, like once a month.
A man did yours too?
No, it was a man.
I don't want no nigga in my pussy like that unless he about to eat it or fuck it or some shit.
And he got
like, I don't want no man doctor. I feel like you can't relate, sis. Like,
you ain't got one of these.
Yeah, can you tell me?
I'm happy with my razor.
Well, Clarence, how do you feel about that? Like, when you go to the doctor, would you rather have a woman doctor or a male doctor, or does it not matter?
I have a woman doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have a woman doctor, yeah.
But are you getting a Q-tip stuck up your dick every time you go to the doctor?
I'm talking about a gynecologist. You talking about a regular doctor.
I have a man doctor.
That could be a nigga for me if I'm coughing.
Yeah, but they'll tell him to cough
yeah,
too.
Yeah, my gynecologist. Yeah.
Hold your balls and cough.
Yeah, no, be all on me. Yeah. I'd rather have a woman do that. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean,
like, does it feel weird though having like a woman doctor do that to you? Like, does it doesn't feel weird to you just having a woman like in your naked?
Nah.
Just going to the doctor
at this
feels
point,
weird.
Yeah, at this
going
point,
to the doctor's just uncomfortable.
You don't got to do it every day.
I feel like if you have an issue, you want to talk to somebody that can relate. That's just how I feel.
But if somebody's an expert and they went to school for like 12 years,
yeah, you better relate.
Yeah,
to
you better understand what it is. Because you don't have to have gonorrhea to know what it is.
Imagine. Here's what happened when I had it. Right. Like, yeah. No, thanks.
Like, what happened?
No, that's definitely gonorrhea. I had it last week.
What am I going to feel?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I feel
but
like a
I
man
will
is
say,
insensitive.
I don't think I would want to have a male doctor either.
I prefer.
But what about a masseuse?
Men.
Man. Stronger.
I like woman masseuse.
Really?
A man stronger. Woman masseuse. You don't want no man rubbing all over.
I don't want no man.
But here's the thing. Not saying you want a man. Not saying you want a man. But if you want a deep massage, don't you want the strength of a man? There are some strong women.
Yeah, the woman be.
Some of them.
The hands be rough.
But you know, there's a lot of, even like a lot of athletes, right? They have physical therapists. A lot of them are men.
They be men, yeah.
Right, and they stress you out and do all that stuff. So you've never had a male, you would prefer a woman or you wouldn't do a man at all?
I prefer a woman, yeah.
Okay. Because my masseuse is a male.
He's fire, though. He's a different kind of...
Is he hot?
He's fire. No, he's
is he
good.
Hot?
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. I'm like, he's fire.
Nah.
No, because I like,
set it up. With the masseuse?
No, because it means,
I need a massage.
Like, when I get massages, like, I jump a lot. Like, I always do that and whatever.
Ticklish?
I'm ticklish, but then it's also, like, these knots from my chest, like, just being big. But he knows how to use the stones so that I don't jump, nothing. That masseuse is good.
And I think as a guy, like, he's really like the best, honestly.
I would recommend a guy use him anybody.
Shalik, shout out to Shalik.
Yeah, he's dope. Mm-hmm. And he came to the crib.
Super professional. Yep, my masseuse comes to the house. Mm-hmm. And honestly, having masseuse come to your house is cheaper than going to the spa.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so when you having massage Queen party doesn't. So I can come over?
It's only two hands. Look, he only got two hands.
He'll come to your house.
You got to wait.
And look, now a lot of my friends use him. Like, I was at my girl Natina's house. He was over there. I was like, what the hell?
He's dope.
He was mad a little bit.
Yeah.
You trying to book him and he's going to your friend's house?
I was like, so you busy like that now?
I wish he came to Atlanta. I definitely would be him.
No, we don't have time for that.
I got somebody that you'll love.
No. It's not like him.
So what about for Queen Naja? Would you mind her having a male masseuse?
Yeah, she do it. She always has a male masseuse.
Okay, so you're okay with that?
Yeah.
All right, good. Some guys are
I'm glad you
funny.
Are because some guys
are
like, ain't
are
no
very
man
funny
type.
About
nah, yeah,
that.
She get a man and I get a
woman.
Yeah,
fair exchange.
What if you was like done and she was still getting it and he started moving too close to the booty or something? Would you say something?
Yeah, chill out.
Ever had a masseuse do something that felt like a little like, whoa, like too close to that area?
Like she was about to do
it. Yeah, I think she get like a little close to mine. Like, she was on my lower back, so she's like on my butt a little bit.
And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, you don't gotta do that.
You can't even relax.
Yeah, you don't gotta do that.
What about a happy ending?
I'm not sore in my
you
butt.
Never went somewhere and they was like, do you want me
nah,
to finish you?
Nah, is that
you?
Real? The
yeah,
happy
it's
ending
real.
Is I've never encountered.
You ain't been to the right city.
You gotta go to the right
spot. She know all the spots where
she know, ask her.
Yeah, I can see it. She looked away when I said it.
Wait, Gigi, you had a happy ending?
Some girls get happy endings. Did you got one?
I saw that on Sex in the City.
She got one. How was it?
Gigi, the face says it all.
Cuddy talked about it too. She said she went in a random spa place. Mm-hmm.
And she was in like Thailand.
Yeah, Thailand. And she was like, can I rub your pussy? The lady asked her.
And she said, yeah.
And she
let her? But they're bold in Thailand. They come up and like, yo, do you want a happy ending massage? They ask you right up. I'm like, chill.
So she knew what
she
was going for.
She said no. And the lady started crying.
What?
Yeah. She said no, and the lady started crying because she was like, she need the money. She was like, she started crying. Yes, extra. Of course it's extra. And she started crying.
Did she let her do it?
I don't think she let her.
I'd have been like, well, you can rub my feet.
Yeah, I gotta feel bad for you, so I gotta let you.
I gotta let you.
That's a whole woman. Like, maybe
like
she would have
like, okay, fine.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Okay,
you can rub it. Just rub it. Yeah.
So, Gigi, tell us yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
I'm curious to know.
You had a happy ending?
No. I had a happy ending, but it wasn't like
happy.
It wasn't happy.
No,
it was a happy ending.
It was an intentional situation. It wasn't like a professional massage. It was a let me give you a massage and then it led into
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Right.
Get
yesterday.
That's tons of happy endings.
Yeah. It was intentional, right? But I never had like a professional happy ending.
That's like a nigga's signature thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, you so
especially younger.
Let me rub your back.
Growing up, that's a nigga's go-to.
That was it.
Of course. That's
braid my hair or massage.
I want to come over and give you a massage. It look like you're just being nice.
You know how to braid?
All right, here's the last one more ask you question. I have this dilemma about asking a girl for her number at work. She currently works at Chick-fil-A, and wow. I've been going to her Chick-fil-A good for job. A while now for breakfast before going to work. I've always thought it might be rude to ask for a girl's number while she's at work. When I go there in the morning, she's usually there, and there isn't a lot of people. So usually she's a cashier by herself. I don't see her anywhere else, so it's not like I have any other choice but to get it at Chick-fil-A. Now he has two ways he wants to ask for her number. Either just directly ask and be straight up and hope that she does that and does and nobody overhears it and it doesn't ruin her job. The second one is he said he could write his phone number on a piece of paper and hand it to her.
Yeah,
that way I don't have to talk too much and she doesn't get in trouble. I'll then tell she can text if she wants to and we can get to know each other. What are your thoughts?
Slide the number.
When she gives him his receipt, he could slide it back, but not the receipt, the one with the number on it. So it's almost like, I don't need my receipt.
If she at work, right, I would say slide it.
That. Yeah. Right, because you don't want to be...
Yeah, you don't want to get her fired or nothing. Yeah, that's like...
You know
yeah.
they really nice at Chick-fil-A, but they ain't that nice.
They ain't that nice. Huh? I don't know.
And then it kind of sucks because he goes there every morning and if she's not interested, then it becomes awkward.
She probably don't
he
even
gonna
like
to
him.
Go to a next Chick-fil-A. That shit 3 miles away. He going to be late for work.
Yeah, they don't be close together. Chick-fil-A's
they're not like
close.
McDonald's.
Now you got to go to Burger King.
Get the French toast sticks. Now your whole morning
you done went from the chicken mini biscuits to the French toast sticks all because your bet ain't trying
for you. A shot, you better make it.
Well, what do you do if she says, if she just never says anything and says no every time you go in there? Just act like it never happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would act like it never happened.
You have to.
Yes. No harm, no foul. Yeah.
Maybe you say something like, well, this is awkward.
I feel like guys are more used to rejection than girls are anyway.
Okay.
Guys?
Mm-hmm.
We have to be.
Right.
Yeah.
You're more used to it. Mm-hmm. Wait, we say no all the time.
Did she tell him she was going to get in trouble if she took
no, he's just assuming, I can't be kicking it to you at work because that's unprofessional.
He's being mindful.
Now, I will say, because, look, I own this juice bar in Brooklyn.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and I had an issue.
They be giving numbers.
Yeah, they do whatever they want, but... I did have my goddaughter working there and she felt awkward because I guess one of the customers kept trying to hit on her. Mm. And I think that's a rude thing to do, you know, to somebody when they're at work and you know you have
especially
to see them all the time.
Work, yeah.
So if you try to give a little rhythm and they're not interested, leave it alone.
Back up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For real. Because then you make people uncomfortable. That shit is wild.
Niggas don't know how to do that though.
Right. Yeah. Because you know what? I think what is the difference between being persistent and trying to go after it and realizing that, okay, I just got to just...
Very thin line.
Yeah.
It's a very thin line.
Like, how can you tell when it's okay to pursue?
You can't. You just got to shoot your shot.
And if she keeps walking, I feel like you should never start following the, I be telling my friends this all the time. I hate when you blowing kisses and all that.
No, they do not blow kisses.
They do. Men do
guys
that. Y'all don't get that on the street.
All the time.
Yeah, I don't get that on the street.
The kisses,
guys,
the cat
calls. Guys, blowing kisses at your ass.
Yo, mom.
That's annoying, right? When is that going to work? Never.
Never going to work.
I'm trying to help them.
But what about the guys that get pissed because you don't turn around? They're like, well, fuck you. Them, I don't want to talk to you anyway. I'm like, then why you been trying?
Exactly.
You ugly anyway, bitch.
Yeah. Exactly. They be violating. Especially out here, they be violating.
But that's why I just speak back. I be like, I'm good. And I just keep walking, I don't get them But I think you got to at least speak back, because if somebody violates...
They're going
to
violate.
Yeah, they're going to violate. Go to turn a guy down. It's like, I'm sorry, honey, I'm married. And they be like, you can't have friends.
Right.
Niggas don't give a... That married shit don't work at all.
That shit don't work.
Perfect, me too.
Yeah.
You better off just answering.
And then just keep
pushing. You better off just answering.
I'm too busy. Fuck off.
With the boyfriend, he going to be like, he going to still follow you.
That's it. I would say, you wifey material, though. You know how to treat a man.
You know how to cook?
You know what? I was having this conversation, about your boyfriend standing up for you in certain situations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say, because I think, and I know me and L'Oreal definitely might see this differently.
Yes,
but I'm very into diffusing a situation. If somebody does something, instead of me telling my boyfriend, fuck him up. you know, I might be like, nah, chill, don't even, like, it's not even da-da-da-da-da, right? So are you the type of person, like, if somebody's disrespectful, L'Oreal might be like,
so she's like, yo, fuck him up.
Nah. It depends on the situation. If he's straight violating and it's like he needs to get his ass whooped, I don't even have to say it. The dude that I'm with is going to beat his ass already. Yeah. But if it's something that's like he's provoking it and trying to get you, then you got to tell somebody to walk away. Because obviously he's looking for something. But if he's just violating, lay his ass the fuck out.
Right. Or what if he's not even there with you? Do you go back and tell him, like, this happened, go fuck him up? Or do you just...
Oh, nigga really had to violate if you run back and tell somebody to go get them.
So...
I don't think Queen would do that. Queen always...
She probably don't want you to ever.
Yeah, she always trying to calm me down.
Right, in the situation. Remember that time he was on the street and this guy was talking crazy? And it wasn't like a guy was with us.
Was it that the nigga start freestyling? That was. Yeah. We get put in the craziest situation. The nigga was crazy walking down the street rapping. And I thought he was just rapping, but what he was really doing was rapping about people on the street.
And like,
so he was like, stupid bitch. So I'm thinking this part of the song, and me and Ian just sitting there. He like, Dominican bitch. I smacked the shit out of you, bitch. And I'm like, oh shit, this nigga talk about us. He talking about us. So we was with a dude, and shit turned up. It turned up. You telling us.
Right. And I was like, and so we were coming from a meeting, and so it was outside his building, and I think he said something. What he called?
I know where you work.
Yeah.
He starts freestyling that too. Yeah. He was like, corporate ass nigga. Yeah. I know where you work.
Okay, you, yeah.
No, he was this was a freestyle. Oh.
So I had to calm. I was like, listen, clearly the guy is out of his mind. Please don't, you know.
Don't provoke him anymore,
right? It was funny
right?
to me.
That shit was
kind of. But I was like, sometimes you have to not engage in those things. Like, you don't
the nigga had a tie on. That's why he said that. He was like, corporate ass nigga. And he seen him coming out the building. So that's why he said, I know where you work. Yo, y'all, this shit, I swear I could not make this. We was minding right. our business.
Was y'all laughing?
At first, nah, because the nigga was crazy. But then after we
and then he called L'Oreal's boyfriend and was like, I just seen your girlfriend.
Wait, what? She made that shit up like a motherfucker.
Nah, but I thought by the homeless man.
I ain't gonna hold you. I thought we was gonna have to jump him because right, you know how people crazy and they got super strength. Like,
you gotta be away from them. Mm-hmm.
That nigga said, Dominican bitch. I'm not even Dominican, fam. I was like,
yeah, neither am I. I don't know who he was talking. He was around. Like,
he was talking about both.
Like, yeah,
he was like, I smacked the shit out you, bitch. And I'm like, yo, what if he really smacks
him? I would have ran.
No, at first it sounded like a song. Oh, God. Oh, God, it sounded like a song.
He had a good flow.
Nigga, he was going. He was flowing. Nah, I'm not hanging out with her no more.
So, Clarence, we know you have the clothing line. Right, yeah. Designed by White.
Yeah.
So how's everything going with that? And
it's going,
what about women's stuff?
It's going good. I'm still working on it. I took a little time off just because I was kind of trying to grow my brand. I've lost deals because of, like, I have my own clothing brand.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to, like, maybe do it in a way where people don't know that I have a brand,
mm-hmm.
but like. I've just decided to just keep my...
Okay.
Yeah, and just do my own thing, be my own boss. I take the sacrifice on I'd rather own something, you know, and be taken a little more seriously. Yeah.
You could probably also do some designs for other brands, because people do that all the time. They have their own brand.
I would love
but
to.
But then they design for other brands, mm-hmm. too.
Why you don't do it for Fashion Nova Men?
Right.
I would love to. We've talked about that before. We've definitely talked about that, just
mm-hmm.
on me spicing up their clothes a little bit.
But yeah, like do a collab.
That'd yeah, cool. yeah, mm-hmm. we've been talking about it, but yeah, I'm just trying to become my own boss, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
What about any plans for Valentine's Day?
Silky boxers?
I think.
Versace.
Yeah, besides the silky boxers. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
You got to start planning now. See?
Yeah, I have to start planning. I actually do really good with this kind of stuff.
Okay, ooh. So do you have any ideas? Have you, you know?
Oh, you have any tips for the men out there?
I
kind
of
want
to do something for the family because we've been trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to do like Disney World or something like for like they've never been to Disney World, so we kind of
want neither.
To. Yeah.
Me
You've neither. Never been to Disney World?
Can she come with y'all?
Can
I come?
Yeah,
can I actually be a part of the family?
Yeah. My son. You can come.
He's like, first off, I'm throwing out all the lingerie. Let's start there.
For sure. Just because when she's
you know what? Just pass it my way. It's new for me, right?
I'd be like, you guys go on the rides. I'll watch the kids.
With your Mickey Mouse
I just
want
to be here.
Right. She gives us a Minnie Mouse ears.
Yeah.
All right. So Disney World might be in the plans.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we was talking about doing something with the family, like, all together. Okay, we always nice. Do stuff like me and her, so like mm-hmm. we kind of want
to
do something.
We love that's to, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, and like my son just he turned one, so
right, he's not gonna remember the Disneyland.
Nah,
at
he's
all.
Not, but he's starting to like things. Like he loved this Elmo toy now. Like okay. he's starting mm-hmm. to like connect yeah. with things. Like,
why do kids love Elmo so much?
He's the best. Sounds, I think it's
the sound.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. sounds like
it's
that.
His voice.
Do
you
ever see the kids on Instagram that run? I mean, like on online that run from Elmo, like the Elmos are talking to
that they be scared. Over. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
so just funny don't bring them to Times Square. Those Elmos are bullshit.
Oh, nah, those dirty Elmos. That's the same thing that was in front of the restaurant.
Yeah. You get an argument with one of them Elmos.
You tip me now.
Yeah, I tried to take a picture with one time.
Yeah, no, they want money.
Like, you like my like, oh. Elmo.
Yeah.
And then the kids really be scared when they take their head off.
Yes.
Like this ain't yeah. walking around Sesame with their head Street. Off. This Times Square.
It be brown.
Imagine what goes on in their head. Like
it be hot in there in the summertime. Funky.
Elmo just took his head off.
Like when did they wash yeah. right?
Have you ever worn like costumes to bed?
Not
play dress up or anything.
role play.
Yeah.
I'm not having role play yet. I'm
that's a good idea for Valentine's Day.
I'm willing to do that though.
What would you do? Yeah, what would you be?
I don't know. Maybe like a teacher or like a plumber okay. or some shit. Like,
a plumber?
That's like a plumber or some shit. Yeah, like
I wanna unclog your pipes.
Yeah. Like,
I'm gonna give you some pipes.
You said you were clogged yeah. up.
Like I'm fixing a sink up? Or something.
Mm. That's sexy.
All right, a plumber's nice.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Well, we're planning your Valentine's Day for you.
Yeah, thank you, God. I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you for coming through to Lip Service because we know that you made some extra special effort. L'Oreal said she's seen you in the airport. Everybody was
yeah.
all the girls was going crazy.
Yeah.
How do you turn girls down nicely? Or do you not?
I think they understand. Like mm-hmm. it's you just can't do those. I get crazy requests like can I kiss you on your cheek? Like no, like it's not. Just can't.
What about if Ashley said, can I touch your beard? Because she touched Rick Ross.
Yeah,
I
did. People do ask me that all
what
the
what
time.
What would you say?
Can I touch your beard?
I would let you touch my
oh,
beard.
You
yeah, yeah, you can touch
my beard.
Look
at her.
Yeah,
yeah.
Touch
she said, what would you say?
She was so excited. She was like, can I touch Rick Ross's beard?
Yeah, I had a chance to sit with Rick Ross and talk to him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I got to do something that like I don't think anyone's done. I was like, yo, can I touch your beard?
Well, thinking I'm sure somebody
a lot of people well, touch that beard.
Not someone that's interviewed him.
Yeah, there's some wing stopping.
So I was like, I was just going to shoot my shot. Fuck it. He goes, yeah, you can touch my beard.
Yeah, people were.
I was like, oh my God.
Your turn. Look,
what if he said, you can't touch my hair?
Can't touch this.
That would be awkward.
But again, thank you so much. We appreciate you for coming through because we
thank
know it was
for
some
having
effort.
Me.
So.
Appreciate it.
And
bro.
You tell Queen Naja we said, what's up?
We'll do.
And we want her to come next time.
Yeah.
I got you. Bring her through. Maybe we can do it together.
That would be perfect.
Have you ever had a couple on here?
The couples are my favorite episodes.
We had Kevin Gates and Drika on together.
Oh, that's dope.
We had Styles P and Aja. On together. Who else did we have on together?
Little Mo and the boxer
that didn't work out.
Okay. Used to be with.
Yeah, that didn't work out, so you know.
Yeah. We had the Ellis's.
Oh, yep. Kadena DeVal Ellis.
Yeah, maybe we can make that happen.
That's a feel.
Yeah,
that would be cute.
That'd be good.
Yeah,
those are always fun.
You could play a newlywed game.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that. I think that would be fun. Yeah.
All right. Well, Lip Service, thanks again.